Nearly 2 months to the day since oil started seeping into the Gulf of Mexico, the Tampa Bay community came together to discuss the long-term implications and solutions relating to the spill. Chuanmin Hugh, an associate professor at the College of Marine Science at USF, said the west coast of Florida is not under immediate threat. But, Hugh said, that could all change as the summer season progresses and the Gulf of Mexico warms, making hurricanes more likely.
It's safe for the short term, for the coming weeks, you know, for the coming months. If we have a major current or major hurricane, you know, our situation would be much worse. So safe for the short term, but not for the long run.
The concerns about the long-term impacts of the oil spill reach far beyond the hurricane season. William Hogarth, Dean of the College of Marine Science at USF, said little is known about the impact of oil and dispersants on the marine food web, which could last a decade or more.
But we are extremely concerned about the future and what's going on in the water column as far as the food chain is concerned, and how this could relate and turn into problems with our fishery populations.
According to EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, the amount of chemical dispersants used so far is approaching a world record. These dispersants break up the oil. Rob Lori, news director at WMNF, said scientists worry about the toxic effect that it will have on marine life.
How come our government, how come BP, is not using non-toxic ways to clean up this mess? I really want to know why BP continues to be allowed to spray this very controversial material at will on the oil leak.
Fears about the long-term impacts weren't just related to the environmental and health effects, but also the impact that the spill will have on Florida's economy, particularly on tourism, a $6 billion industry in Pinellas County alone. Industry officials are already seeing 20-30% declines in business. D.T. Minich, executive director of Visit St. Petersburg and Clearwater, said BP should be held fully responsible.
There were $7 billion worth of claims for liability with Valdez. Once the media kind of went away, they started litigation. It took 17 years for those claims to be paid. And by the time they got done, the $7 billion was down to $500 million is what Exxon actually paid out of the pocket. We cannot have that happen to our economy, to the state of Florida's economy.
The costly burden that oil had on the Gulf economy came far before the Deepwater Horizon spill, said David Friedman, research director at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Well, right now we use nearly 20 million barrels of oil every single day. Over the next 20 years, we're going to be sending on average about $1 billion every single day to other countries just to import oil. This year alone, we're going to spend over $300 billion just to buy gasoline. Forget diesel, forget jet fuel, forget home heating oil, just gasoline. We're going to be spending $300 billion this year. That is a huge burden on our economy.
The cure to America's oil addiction is to turn to alternative energies and conservation. But the fact is that transition will take time, said David Pettit, a lawyer with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
You have to come to the table with solutions, and that's what we try to do and what David and the others are talking about. It's unrealistic to tell the oil industry, you need to stop all drilling in the Gulf forever after. That's not going to happen, and I think we need to confront that. Someday we'll have a clean energy economy and we'll get off of fossil fuels. It's not going to happen in the next 10 years, and there is going to be drilling in the Gulf. What we need to look at in that narrow perspective is how to make that as safe as possible so that these kind of spills like the Deepwater Horizon don't happen again, and if God forbid one does, we know how to clean it up.
Comparisons were made all night between this disaster and events like Hurricane Katrina and the Exxon Valdez spill. But geophysical engineer Dan Berard said the example that people can learn from is how Saudi Arabia dealt with the oil spill in the Persian Gulf nearly 20 years ago.
They had a spill of 10 million barrels. That's huge. That's 10 times what we've seen. They cleaned it up in 6 months. Now, they cleaned it up in 6 months because what they did was they assigned a senior VP. He was an engineer, petroleum engineer, and there was no holds barred, no money spared, no people spared. They flat got after it.
As the disaster continues, residents at the forum asked for politicians to hold BP responsible and make sure that a full and speedy recovery occurs. Reporting from St. Petersburg, this is Allie Wilkinson for WMNF News.